I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Well, good morning. We made it to Friday. Welcome to the Greg Hill Show. Greg, one more day on Nantucket. Courtney filling in for him. Curtis in. And we have our dear friend, Andrew Razor Raycroft, joining us this morning.
It was great to see both of your faces this morning.
Oh.
And you're in the big seat over there, Courtney.
Yeah.
It's, what a day.
It's an amazing day.
Tell me, when Ken calls you and says, hey, Friday, I'm sure you'd love to wake up at 3:45. Want to come in?
I jumped at the chance.
Right.
We've talked about it. I haven't been in here in a really long time. And of course, with you two, it's even better and even more enjoyable. So, but when I did wake up at 5 this morning, I was like, ooh, I didn't really need to do this, I don't think. But
yeah.
I'm happy now. I'm pumped.
It's easy to say yes until the alarm hits. But I don't know if you know this, but Ken actually is putting tariffs into his hourly rate.
Interesting.
The Canadians get screwed at every turn.
Yeah,
oh, boy,
fair.
We got a lot to talk about. A lot has happened here since I was on.
We don't know the last time we saw you. We were talking about it yesterday.
No idea.
I think the last time that I did a show with you was right around Christmas, and me, you, and Wiggy were at Gillette.
Correct. That would have been, yes, that was the last time. And yeah, because Gerard was on his last legs at that point. It was very awkward down there, and somehow I ended up at Gillette. Like, that's like the only, that was the one part coming here.
Yeah.
Because the last three times I feel like I have to go to Gillette and interview Belichick or Gerard Mayo, and he's getting fired.
So this is nice
and relaxing.
I don't know how
I ended up there. That was when I was there last.
What a horrible place to be.
Yeah, it was awful. And Wiggy had his kid.
Yes.
And he was doing
interviews. Let him ask the questions.
I was like, what is going on?
It was the craziest show ever. Also, you were here the time that Bill like read me my last rites.
Yes, it was fantastic.
I remember that because I was in Arizona and we were up at the butt crack of dawn because that's what happens when you travel with children. And I put on the show on Twitch and I'm looking at it and I'm just like, I thought I was in the middle of a dream because it was Razor, Wiggy, Jaden Wiggins, Courtney, and Gerard Mayo. I'm like, what am I looking at? Where is this? What is going on?
And I think they had me driving the show, and I was like, I mean, I'm not going to stop this. Like, yeah, go for it. Like,
you were driving the show.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
Yeah, it was a wild day. And I hate on a Friday to say something negative, but I have to get it out of the way in case I may seem off today. Woke up in the middle of the night. Worst crick in my neck I've ever had. Between my neck and my shoulder, there is this shooting pain. I woke up in the middle of the night, thought I was having a heart attack. Then I realized that's on your left side, right?
And probably in your heart.
Yes, yeah. But they usually say like neck, arm,
right,
if you feel anything. I can't even explain it, but it's all I'm thinking about. And I don't know if it's this chair that ages you. I'm telling you, my neck has never felt worse. So if I seem off, that's why.
That is terrifying. Shooting pains in the middle of the night, not fun for anyone. But I will say, just to get everybody's expectations in the right place, this show will 1,000% be better than the one where the world ended and the internet was out and no airlines were flying.
You were here that day,
that
too?
That was the time before, I think. That was the time before.
Fire Mayo, the world's coming to a close.
Yeah, we can't get anything going.
We sat here until 7 o'clock looking at each other.
Yes.
We couldn't have phone calls. We could play spots.
It was insane.
Jackson was doing them a cappella.
Yep.
It was a wild day.
Yeah, Jackson joining us once again on Friday. One more day before Shime returns. So this will be your all-star game, I think.
Yes, of course. Last chance.
Okay.
You're wearing a pay me my money shirt?
Of course, yeah. I almost wore my Jax shirt, but that was dirty.
Your what shirt?
I have a shirt that says my name on it because I'm that guy.
Oh, I like that. My friend bought me. We have a numbnut shirt.
Yeah, we do. I have to. Yesterday we did a family outing, totally impromptu.
This is shocking what you did.
I got home and James wasn't leaving the house. He won't leave. He's just like, I don't know what it is. If it's, he's just like, he just wants to play. We have Wheel of Fortune game. We have bingo bears and whatever. And I'm like, we're going to do something. I'm going to lose my mind if we stay in this house all day long. And so I had gotten a 10 pass for P-Town. We were going to go a couple times. Didn't work out this summer. So we went to P-Town, took the fast ferry at 1, came back at the fast ferry at 5:30. Absolutely spectacular day. We saw a seal in the ocean. I got a flesh-eating amoeba, flesh-eating amoeba in my
yep.
salt water.
Love it.
I had an outdoor alfresco lunch, fish and chips on the sand. It was spectacular.
But to just choose to go to P-Town on a Thursday afternoon is like shocking.
Well,
from
a
brain-eating amoeba.
I don't want to drive anywhere. And it was, it's just, I thought it was a good call that we got home, and it was the craziest weather scene. There was
yes.
like, you could actually see the front over Logan as you're coming in. It was unbelievable.
It was crazy. Right outside of our window, there was like blue skies on one side, and then the other side, there were these ominous clouds that you could see the lightning like going throughout. It was nuts.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
there you go.
Yeah, there's my...
That's a weatherman for you.
I didn't see Reiner out there. I was out there getting video footage live on the ferry. Spectacular. But great, great day on P-Town. It's such a great place. You get teleported like you're going like 500 miles away, and it's just an hour and a half away. So enjoyed it.
Well played.
Well, the Patriots had their second joint practice yesterday in Minnesota. They take on the Vikings tomorrow for their second preseason game. A weird day at the joint practice. There was another scuffle, Mike Vrabel getting in the middle of it. He didn't get bloodied this time, but there's also some Steph Diggs stuff going on. We'll talk about that in the leads, I believe.
Yeah.
But there's a lot going on when it comes to the Pats, and it's not all good. The Red Sox back in action tonight. They have the Marlins in town, so we'll talk a little bit about that. And we have Razor here. So we got to talk about Bruins offseason, what's going on with the team, where you stand with the team, how we're feeling about Brad Marchand winning the Stanley Cup. We haven't seen you since then. So a lot to get to there. But right now, let's open the window world of Boston with Curtis to see what to expect with the weather this weekend.
I think today may be, well, the next 3 days look perfect. Mm. It's going to be sunny, no rain, 80 degrees today, 84 Saturday, 88 Sunday. Going to be gorgeous in the mid to upper 70s for you on the island of Nantucket. For days one and two, for the 2 days of the radio telethon on Monday and Tuesday, August 18th and 19th at Fenway Park, perfect. Nice and cool, 72, 73 year highs, which is just, I've been doing it since 2013. That has to be the coolest it's been. Every year without fail, it was always like 100 degrees outside. And of course, now that we're inside, it's nice and cool outside. But
yeah.
It'll be a perfect 2 days for the radio telethon. And we have we have to get to the big announcement that we're going to be sharing about Monday morning on the Greg Hill Show.
Oh, yes.
So let me get the exact. Tune in Monday during our show, right at the start of the show. And you are not going to want to miss an exciting matching challenge from longtime, incredible Dana-Farber supporters and philanthropists, Rob and Karen Hale. Rob and Karen Hale, two people. I didn't know Rob Hale or Karen Hale. I didn't know the Hale family before I started working with Greg. And once, it's one of those, like, beachcomber.
Yeah.
I'd never been to the beachcomber. Now I see the beachcomber shirt all the time. I'm sure it was there before, but I never noticed it. I didn't know what it was. Rob and Karen Hale are the beachcombers of hospitals, of any places that they can be giving to others in need. They are the most incredible family.
Humble.
You would never know. I swear to God, we went to the Saving by Shaving the first time we did it. And Danielle's talking to this guy. And I'm like he's like he had a Dunks and a windbreaker on. And I'm like, this guy's really like, we have to start the show in 2 minutes. Like, I was this close to being like, all right, bud, we got to go. It was like, he owned the whole company. He owned the whole building in Quincy. He's just an amazing, amazing person, and you are not going to want to. Maybe the most amazing matching gift we've ever had in all the years of us doing the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
And Razor, you're always at the Jimmy Fund. You'll be there again this year?
Tuesday morning.
Okay,
yes,
Tuesday morning.
I'm coming on with you guys Tuesday morning.
Perfect.
For a little while, and then my Nesson gig. for an hour with Soph. And I think we got Sturmy, too. I think we got Coach Sturm.
Ooh.
My buddy, Coach Marco Sturm. So we'll talk about that. But, yeah, that's Tuesday morning. So I'll be watching and listening. Guns a-blazing. Hail family.
Yeah,
right unbelievable. Out of the gates, huh?
Right out of the gates. It's going to be a I don't want to oversell it, but I don't think I can oversell it. So it'll be great. Incredible. 2 days that are just, it's so amazing when we do it because it's listening to this radio station, watching Nesson growing up. It's just sort of like those, everything else sort of goes away when you're watching the Sox or those 2 days because it's end of summer, you're getting ready to go back to school, and you see these, like, parade of people that each has more cards than you could ever have in your entire life, talking to people on TV, on live camera, on the radio, with such incredible poise about the treatments they get and why it's so important to give. So
yeah, puts life into perspective.
Yeah, it sure does.
And Legacy Killer in the Twitch is putting my life into perspective, talking about symptoms of a heart attack. 45% of women's heart attacks go undiagnosed. So I guess I'll be WebMDing during the next break.
Jackson City.
We've lost Courtney for the next 3.5 hours. Yeah. Gone.
Jackson said he thought it was breast cancer.
Oh, great. Awesome. That's exactly what I got to hear. And if you're watching on Twitch, good morning. Thank you so much for tuning in so early. We're live on Twitch every day, and that's brought to you by our friends at Springer's Jewelers. If you're looking for a diamond, please see them at Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The team at Springer's takes the time to teach you how to buy a diamond. Visit springersjewelers.com. Jackson, let's get to what's trending.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Pats had their second and final joint practice with the Vikings yesterday. A pretty big scuffle took place with Mike Vrabel once again jumping in. No blood, like I said, for this time for the coach who celebrated his 50th birthday yesterday. So happy birthday to Mike Vrabel. The O-line had a tough day according to those in attendance. Drake May finished 8 of 11 in 11 on 11s while Josh Jobs was 11 of 17. Will Campbell had a false start in the final period and Morgan Moses gave up a sack. The Pats take on the Vikings tomorrow in their second preseason game out in Minnesota at 1 p.m. The Red Sox back home tonight, 7:10 first pitch with Lucas Giolito getting the start. Sean McDonough joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And Braintree took on the Southeast Regional Champs from South Carolina in the first round of the Little League World Series. They fell 13-0 and will now go on to continue in the elimination bracket with their next game against Richmond, Texas tomorrow at 3.
Don't you think we should have a mercy rule in all sports, not just Little League? Like, if it's 10-0 in a baseball game, just go home.
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
100%.
I just think it's, I mean, the Braintree kids are probably happy it was over after 4.
Yeah, but they still have a chance. I mean, right. They have an uphill battle, but it's not over yet.
They don't want to peak too soon.
No, exactly. The score brought to you by Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. Shaw's and Star Market have lowered hundreds of prices on their items you buy most, like boneless chicken breasts, snacks, cereal, and much more. See full savings claim details at shaws.com/lower prices and starmarket.com/lower prices. Shaw's and Star Market, go shopping, get rewarded. We're going to take a quick break. That's what's trending. Coming up, we've got everybody's leads. Jackson, do you have a little tease for your lead this morning?
Excuses Jackson could use for being late.
Okay, great. That sounds...
Well, those days are over, Jack.
Yeah, I thought we were on time moving forward.
Well, okay, we'll go a different direction. We'll go excuses the late LB definitely used.
Okay, all right. People on the edge of their seat, so stay put. We will be right back.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments,
They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. We have our leads this morning, and I think we're going to be all over the board. I don't know if we have an Africa lead from you this morning,
oh,
Razor.
Boy. Hey, I keep seeing that, by the way. I'm going to like lean into that
you
one
should.
As well, because I've been made fun a lot of that, and obviously it's out there. Like, it's a thing. It's a real thing. I didn't make it up, and that was one of the best leads of all time on this show.
It was.
I saw it. What's your podcast with Billy Jaffe?
Morning Brew.
You're labeled Africa history
historian.
Major.
Yes, that's what I am. And I've learned even more since then. But no, I do see that all the time. So,
What was the actual lead that it looks much larger on the map than it actually
no,
is?
No, opposite.
Oh, okay.
It's a huge landmass that is very small on the map.
And are you leaning into like a conspiracy theory that the map may have it wrong?
No, it's not wrong. It's just the way that it is
optical illusion.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's the whole thing. That
all
it's,
right.
It's yeah. Yes.
I think you're onto something.
Google it. Google it.
We should do a road show in Africa.
AI it. AI it. Yeah.
I would love to go to Africa.
Oh, yeah.
High on Wiggy's list. Wiggy wants to do a safari with Tolino, but for a guy who doesn't like to fly.
A Ritz-Carlton safari is very nice.
Yes.
But maybe don't go to Johannesburg right now and walk around.
No. Yeah, I want to go to
I have zero interest to do a safari.
Oh.
Like, less than zero.
I'm watching a documentary right now. It's called Trophy Wife. Trophy Wife. It is.
A documentary?
It is. No. You guys, it's not really about like a trophy wife.
Is that
it's
on
because
Bravo?
No, it's unbelievable. Oh, Hulu, if you're looking for a good doc this weekend. This guy was a dentist in Pittsburgh. His wife, he ends up dying while they are on safari. He's like a big time hunter. He likes to hunt. And she dies from a gunshot wound that they believe is an accident or self-inflicted. He immediately moves in with his assistant, who they seem to have been having a relationship the entire time. I'm on episode three of it or two. Probably three. It is so interesting. This guy is evil. Evil. And they have kids together. Like, this wife was beloved by everybody. Yeah. Seems like, you know, it was not a self-inflicted or an accident gunshot wound.
Yeah. So. The people that go to Africa and kill big animals and post it online like they're, you know, some conquistador are pretty big losers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, I any place you need 10 shots and 12-hour flights to get to, I'm off. No, thank you.
Oh, okay. Joe from Tewksbury has a correction, I believe, for me for trending. Good morning, Joe.
Yeah, hi. How are we today?
Oh, great. How are you?
Good. Good to hear some Bruins news coming up. Hey, I just wanted to know, you said Braintree lost 13-0. How many is 0?
What?
I said 13-0.
How many is 0?
It's 0.
Yeah, 13-0.
0.
O is a letter?
Joe, it's too early and it's a Friday for
this. Wait, hold on. Joe, what are you up to this morning?
Driving a truck.
Driving what?
driving a truck.
Okay, and what's on the docket for today? What's the plan?
Getting out of this truck as soon as possible and headed to Nantucket.
You're going to Nantucket? Ooh, nice. Where in Nantucket?
I don't even know.
Okay. All right. Well, have a good day, buddy.
Well, I do want to know though, Joe. Did you just call to be a jerk or?
No. I just wanted to know how many O was. That's all.
Well, you knew what it was, obviously, Joe. You were just calling to belittle someone. Why?
I'll continue be saying O all
the time. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. I love Merrimack Valley. I'm from there. You usually support those in Merrimack Valley, but it's all right. It's okay. It's early.
13-0
does stand for 13-0. If you would like me to say that moving forward, I can. I usually say 13-0. But things are really going well. This is starting off high. Let's get to today's leads, Jackson.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for the lead.
Lovely song, Africa. Is it by? I might say it wrong. Toto?
Very good.
Toto? Okay, nailed it. Yes, I got one. Today's leads brought to you by Subaru of New England. With so much to love, don't miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Can I read the greatest message in the history of Twitch?
You certainly can.
Okay, so I don't know what we have. We used to have pens. Ken gave away pens for a while during the pandemic. So we have nothing for you, but you have my undying respect and love. Fizz Miz, this loser has given zero O's to women in his entire life.
Probably accurate.
Fizz Miz, you are the Twitcher of the year. Well done.
Yeah, probably pretty correct. We are going to kick off with Jackson's lead this morning. He teased it before the break. If you missed it, he said some excuses for showing up late. So, Jackson, what do you have for us this morning?
Well, from Africa, we go to the UK. And men, I caution you not to look at the article that I'm about to talk about. So, a fella, he was late for work, and he had a very Jackson/LB-esque excuse. He slipped in the shower and he broke his arm. Mm-hmm. But the reason for his shower slip was not drugs. It was not alcohol. It was not sex with his significant other. He has the world's largest penis and it got in his way. He could not see his feet and the weight of it sometimes throws him off balance and he fell out of the shower, hit his head, and he broke his arm.
What?
Well,
so this fella fell in the shower and broke his arm because his member was too heavy and rendered him off balance. I don't know if LB ever used this one, but I would sure believe it. I wouldn't believe it if I used it, but LB, this is sounded very much LB to me.
Yeah, I mean, we've all fallen in the shower, but different strokes for different folks, I guess. No pun intended. But yeah, no, he's wearing certain pants that definitely can outline that region.
Yeah.
And it sounds like this, having the world's biggest is a curse more than something good. He said that he's always been anxious about going to public showers because of the reactions he gets. And now he's a bit scared of private ones, too, because he doesn't want to fall again.
Well,
poor guy.
We had this conversation the other day about sports teams and athletics and the shower culture. And I still don't understand why men's locker rooms were always like one big shower room. Like in high school, the girls' locker room had individual showers, but the guys' locker room had one big shower room. What is the reason for that? Why?
Because it literally is because the people that were there before us had to do it. So everybody just, it's like this, it's not really hazing.
But the girls didn't have to do it.
But if you had to, if anybody left that didn't go in the shower after practice, you were called not manly names.
Yeah, well,
which is kind of ironic considering what you're doing, but it was just...
Well, Wiggy always says that he always, if a guy in the NFL didn't shower after practice in the shower room, he's always like, oh, they're taking shower pills, which is like you're not showering and you're going home and you're nasty, which does make sense as well. But you shouldn't need to, you know, get naked in front of all your essential coworkers.
But that's also fraudulent because I've never known a guy, like, if we go do anything and you're sweating, that would be like you're going in your car all sweaty.
Yeah,
like,
I don't get that cares? Either. Nobody I mean, better? I don't shower at the gym. I go home and I shower.
No, it was definitely a mind, you know, it was a culture thing that you had to all shower in high school together and make fun of each other. And it's definitely like, yeah, it was definitely odd. Made you harder,
right.
Tougher, make you stronger, yeah. Figure it out, all that stuff.
Being a boy is so weird.
Electric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Electric.
Speaking of boys, we have one right here, a man. Tom, good morning.
Come on, Coco. I'm 22. I'm not a boy anymore.
I know. I said man.
Thank you. I don't know how to follow that one up. Craziest lead I've had in my life. But Adam Schefter was on the Mental Game podcast with Brandon Saho. And if you're unfamiliar with what this podcast is, it's essentially talks about mental health with celebrities, athletes, trying to break the stigma. And he had this to say.
Hard time, and there are a lot of hard times for a lot of people in a lot of walks of life.
Right.
But that was a tough chapter for me. It's a tough chapter for you. I'm sure it's a tough chapter for a lot of people. And the only thing I could say is all you can do is you stay at it, and you have to know and believe that brighter days are coming.
So as someone myself who has struggled in the past with their own battles with anxiety, depression, Adam Schefter to come on here, be very open. It's about an hour long. It's a really good listen if you have the time, and talk about overcoming loneliness, depression in his job, his friends all kind of moving ahead in life before him. It's a super good listen. And again, as somebody who has struggled in the past with their own issues with anxiety, depression, I was unable to leave the house my senior year of high school. I was struggling to eat and hitting rock bottom. And then just somehow knowing that there are brighter days ahead. There is a so-called light at the end of the tunnel. It's just nice to hear from somebody else. Something that helped me get through it was hearing from guys like Kevin Love, the Morris Twins, DeMar DeRozan. Jaren Duran recently came out and was very vocal with his struggles. So to hear this from Adam Schefter was very nice to hear. And I think if the more we talk about it, the more we continue to break that stigma.
Absolutely. Especially for guys, too. I think that there's still a stigma around men talking about mental health. So to have a guy like Adam Schefter get out there and talk about it, I think that's great. Good lead, Tom.
Amen. Thank you.
Razor, people are waiting for this one. So good morning. How are you? How's your summer going? What's going on with your life?
Wonderful. Everything's been great. I've had an awesome summer. I'm looking forward to school starting. And I had completely forgotten about having to do a lead, so I didn't do any homework on this until I was in the car this morning and realized it. But I watched the I'm going to go back to the Little League World Series, 13-0. Braintree, unfortunately, got smoked by what looks like a wagon from South Carolina. The kids literally are all 6 feet tall down there. I never understand how big the kids are in Little League World Series. But anyways,
that's crazy.
I'm right in the middle of minor sports. I have twin 12-year-olds. I have a 15, 16-year-old now. And it's so refreshing to watch that team get smoked yesterday and everybody have smiles on their faces still. The Little League World Series does a fantastic job of making sure coaches don't yell at umps. The kids are happy all the time. It's just refreshing to watch. So I was thinking about that, and I wish we could translate some of that into the hockey season that's going to start here in a couple weeks for my kids, or the soccer field or the lacrosse field. Because if you go to any of those places right now, it is an absolute war scene at times, and we see it on social media how poorly referees get treated. But again, watching the Little League World Series yesterday, unfortunately for Braintree, they got smoked, but the attitude, the passion, and the happiness that everyone's playing with in a minor sport was fun to watch still, and I think we can all learn a lot from that.
Do you notice that it's more the coaches with the umps, or is it the parents? Are the parents still terrible?
Oh, parents are horrible.
And are they fighting with each other in the stands, or just yelling at?
A lot of it's at the kids or the refs, but no, of course that absolutely bleeds into the other parents on the other team or within teams. It's the trenches are ugly in minor sports right now.
And I'm always fascinated because you and Wiggy, professional athletes who, you know, have kids that have grown up playing sports. Do parents give you any deference in terms of like? Because I view you as someone and Wiggy as someone who can stand at a game and talk to someone who's losing their mind and like, hey, like, this isn't the big leagues. Like, let's let the kids I'm just fascinated by the psychotic nature of these parents of kids that are still like 10, 11, 12 years old.
It's wild. And it really, the younger they are, the worse it is. That's what's also
really
scary right now. Yeah. You go to a 7, 8, 9, it's crazy.
Refs at 7, 8, 9 year old.
Oh, the parents go after them. Yeah. Absolutely.
Why? Cause they all think that their kid is going to be a pro.
They're so invested already that, you know, and again, it's a business. So they're putting a lot of money in, they're putting a lot of time in, and yes, they think they can, influence their kids. But to your point of deference, no, there's not one parent that listens to anything that I have to say. They think that I don't know anything about anything when it comes to this stuff. Yeah, it's wild.
Do you coach at all? Or
I'm on the ice whenever I'm at the rink. Obviously, I can't really head coach because of I miss enough. But yeah, I help as much as I can, and that's, I'd rather be on the ice or on the bench than in the stands. That's really, it's almost selfish from my point of view as well,
because
I don't want to stand on the glass.
Yeah, could you very briefly explain what it was like for you, because you had to travel away, right? Like when you were in was it high school or
yes,
when,
yes.
How was it in Canada when you're growing in the farm leagues of high school?
Well, that's what it was. Like I'm farmland, so we're So no, it's amazing how different it is because, you know, again, my parents, you know.
There was no parents, really.
No, they dropped me off and they, you know, my dad would have a beer in the parking lot with the other dads and right. No one would come into the rink. The last thing they would do is that, or they would go back to work
right. And
then come back and pick me up whenever they could after work. And
what do the kids say when their parents are yelling
well,
at
that's
8, 9 years
thing.
Old?
Well, you see it, that it's just all through society, right? The kids are just as entitled as, you know, the kids
of the parents
of the parents
young.
It's very obvious when
you think they're
them.
The best.
Yes, absolutely. Or they're on the ice acting similar to their parents. It's very different. When I was growing up, again, we all grew up kind of in the same, well, the two of us did, Courtney, you're very young, but
right.
we grew up in an era time when, you know, parents, you know, were just let us do our thing.
I remember the parents that was the anomaly. Like,
yes.
Somebody would say, hey, you know, Andrew's dad's got to go.
And that parent would be called out
and they would
and
be shamed,
would be shamed right. to themselves in the corner. Like
exactly.
If they weren't supportive, then and that kid would
be embarrassed.
No matter how good he wasn't on the team the next year either.
No.
Yeah.
They did. I think our parents did a much better job of natural selection with right. these teams than nowadays.
I don't know what the change was, though, because I know that I'm younger than you guys, but even when I was in sports growing up, whether it was cheerleading, soccer, swimming, like my parents never came and sat at practice. There were certainly parents that would stay at the cheer gym and like watch practice go on, and everybody knew they were crazy. So it's like now that's the norm, where if you're not going, you're not invested in your child. So I don't know what changed. I don't know if it was the quarantine and how crazy people got after that, but it just seems like it's a different world now. It's like Animal Kingdom, where everybody's just at each other's throat.
No, it's true.
Social media.
Yeah, I was going
to say. It's all comparing each other. The parents are comparing their kids to each other's kids on Instagram and all this. Johnny won the trophy. Johnny won this. Johnny's on this team. And it just has made everybody crazy.
And that's why you have to give a trophy to everyone now.
Yeah, which is completely wrong on a whole
terrible
level. Yeah, exactly.
How are you ever going to teach a kid how to work hard and to achieve something if everybody wins?
No, it's all up to the parents.
All right, great lead from Razor. I gotta say that one might beat Africa.
Oh, thank you. It actually doesn't, actually. No,
I like that you stand by it.
I'm
too
sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
Curtis, I believe listening to you during the last break that you and I may be the same lead.
Yes,
this morning
we are.
Okay.
Want to go at
I
it
I want
as
you
a tag.
To start and then I'll just jump in.
Okay. Can we listen to Diana Russini with Steph Diggs, Jack? If we have it, give me a thumbs up. This was yesterday morning, right before the scrimmage with the Vikings and the Patriots. Whenever I say Vikings, I'm nervous that they're a team that's changed their name. I'm going to say it. Is that weird?
At some point, the Scandinavian people
right.
are going to come out and
yeah.
say enough's enough.
I'm right. like, it's Friday. Make sure you're
give
saying the right team.
Give me a casino anyways.
Oh, God. Go ahead.
How was that, Nate? How you feel? Like, where are we at?
We'll
like,
see.
I've been hearing that you push too much.
Yeah,
I've been hearing
that
you're trying to perform more than be smart about what to do here.
I heard that too, man. We'll
this
see,
is Scoop
man.
City. You know, I'm getting all the scoops.
Everybody's excited, man. I'm just like taking it day by day. Yeah. I feel great. I mean, I'm pushing the needle always. I'm always odding on doing more than less. And, you know, we'll see about week one. Like, you know, I don't know how I feel about it. We'll see. You know, coaches aren't too excited. I'm not too excited. I'm just trying to take it day by day. So we'll see.
So we'll see. I'm not sure about it. And then I believe Real Life Tom grabbed a cut from Phil Perry discussing Vrabel's reaction to those comments.
Interesting, Tom, because, you know, there are little signs that he's just becoming a bit of a pain in the posterior. But between Downing's comments, between his what I would call sort of quiet performance this camp, Vrabel's comments this morning, and the fact that, Tom, he is not planning, is my understanding, on talking to the local media until he plays in a game. So maybe that'll happen this Saturday. I have my doubts. It all sort of adds up to there's a lot going on with this guy for a guy who doesn't look like a number one receiver.
So, very interesting there, not talking to the media until he plays in a game, which must be part of the CBA, which is likely why he didn't play last week. He doesn't want to have to deal with whatever questions, which I don't think would be that. It would just, maybe there'd be a question about the boat and it would be gone. I don't think that's still top of mind for anybody.
No, I don't think that's top of mind at all.
And this is why these guys are available. This is why a team like the Texans said, I know we made the playoffs last year. I know we would have gone further in the playoffs had Diggs been healthy, not injured at the time we were there. And I know C.J. Stroud is an up-and-coming great quarterback who could use a great weapon to get there. We're good. And I've liked what he's done since he arrived. I thought Vrabel handled this well when he got back from the issue on the boat and showed up at the OTAs. But Courtney's question to Vrabel at the beginning of the week, a simple one but a good one about Diggs' status and just the coach's decision. Ooh, boy, people thought we were making a mountain out of a molehill there. Then we cited the Downing story in the Tom Curran column about Diggs that sounded off. And then you have Diggs sit down with Diana Russini and say that, and Phil Perry react.
Yeah, I agree with you that something's off here, but listening to Diggs with Diana Russini, he almost seems like he's tongue-in-cheek about it. Like, oh, I don't know. Like, I don't know how I'm feeling. I don't know. The coaches aren't feeling good. Like, no player would ever say that about themselves unless they were kind of joking. And the way that Mike Vrabel responded to Phil Perry, because Phil Perry talking about it, saying that Mike's response to him was interesting. Mike basically said, like, Phil, do you really believe that? Do you really believe what Steph was saying that you know, I don't know where you went to school, but you should know better, basically.
Georgetown.
Oh, really?
Yes, Mark I.
Phil Perry, I think, is one of the more connected guys that is down there constantly at Patriots training camp, at all of the games. He and Tommy Curran, I think, do an incredible job. And Phil Perry, ever since I was with Nesson, he was always somebody that I would trust whatever he was saying about the Pats. So for him to take what Steph Diggs said to Diana Russini, Mike Vrabel's response, and then come out saying, like, he seems to be a bit of a pain in the you-know-what, makes me think that Phil Perry's hearing more than just those two cuts.
But Vrabel proved Perry's point. The reaction he mm-hmm. gave is showing if it was just a joke, Vrabel's not mad, he's laughing. He is frustrated that this has now bubbled over. And my guess, if he could take a mulligan on the question from Courtney and just say, yeah, you know, hopefully we see him as soon as possible, he's doing everything he can to play, maybe there wouldn't be the prying. Maybe there wouldn't have been the Downing quote in the Tom Curran story. Maybe then there wouldn't be the sit-down with Diana Russini where he's talking about this. Steph Diggs is someone that is incredibly talented. You saw him as a Bills fan, and he is someone the Patriots, outside of Drake May, he might be your second most important player. Maybe Will Campbell, I don't know. But he is a massive, massive factor for this team this season, and I don't think he's going to play tomorrow. I don't think he's going to play in the preseason.
I don't think he's going to play in the preseason, but I think he's going to play week one.
But it's going to be a storyline, and that's one of those things where that's what we're going to be talking about between now and September 6th, whatever it is, when they open against the Raiders, will be, is Diggs playing? Is he looking for something? Why isn't he ready to go? Everybody said 2 months ago he was ready to play, and he's looked phenomenal when he's actually played in the scrimmages.
Right.
So why would he even say it's a question mark?
It's very interesting, and I'm sure a lot of people have thoughts on this. I can see people already calling up. We're going to have to take a quick break, but that we got all of our leads in one segment. Would you look at that? If you want to let us know what you think about Steph Diggs, about the Pats, anything about the leads, call us 617-779-7937. You can also text that number. We have the text line going this morning. I see Jim from Boston already on, so we'll take a quick break. When we get back, we'll hear from you.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Guys. You lost me on that one, Jackson. I don't think I know this artist. I hear Razor singing along, so he may know it.
Razor, you want the honors?
I forget the name of the, but yeah, this was
Goo Goo Doll.
No, this is not Megadeth. They just announced yesterday that they are putting out their last album and doing their final tour. Right. Megadeth. He was one of them. If you had to name the biggest four metal bands in the world, they are definitely one of them.
Okay, what are the other three?
Metallica, Slayer, and Anthrax.
Anthrax.
They did a tour called the Big Four.
Oh, okay. Very cool. We just got through with the leads, and I see Jim on the line right now, I believe, wanting to talk about Razor's lead. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Courtney. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Jim.
Jackson, great lead-in with Megadeth. I prefer them to Metallica. Much better guitar player. But I just wanted to briefly talk about, I forget the other kid's name that's filling in for Shine. We talked about the anxiety and, and about the sports and about parents not going to sporting events and how the kids get anxious. And I mean, I don't understand. I see it with my children. I'm 55. My daughter's 24. My son's 22. Like you mentioned, Courtney, the anxiety, people have anxiety in school. I mean, I grew up with no father, lived in Southie from 4 to 6, went to store with food stamps at 4. No father. I don't even know him now. So Wiggy might get that. I had no anxiety. It's like, went through a lot of tribulations. So when I see people that say, I live in a single parent relationship, I don't understand how I can do it, you have to do for yourself, correct?
Yeah. Do you think that it is the social media when you look at your kids though?
Yes.
I feel you. There are times I'm an anxious person, medicated, happily. And I look at my life and there's nothing for me to be anxious about. My parents have given me everything I've ever wanted. I have a great life at home with my husband, and I don't know why I'm anxious, but I can't help being anxious.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I tell you, from when I was a freshman in high school, I bought everything myself, clothes, all of it.
Yeah. Thanks, Jim. Yeah. It's very weird, and it's this time in life where it seems like everybody has it, you know?
Yeah, I am. It's a tough thing. I think the only way out is through. Razor, that's my approach to life. And
Razor seems very even keel.
Yeah.
Razor doesn't seem like he gets too too high or low.
Bundle of anxiousness.
Okay, really?
Well, certainly a lot more. I think more so. I used to be more than I am now. Actually, I'm kind of maybe the opposite of most people. But no, of course.
Only when Ken calls and asks me to call, fill in is the anxiety.
I haven't slept since then. Yeah.
Can I tell you the craziest world for a guy that was once the most dominant goaltender? Did Tuukka win two Vezinas or one?
Maybe two. Okay. Definitely one.
So one at one point, the greatest goaltender on the planet.
Yeah.
He is at Woodland. I've been to Woodland three times this summer. Every time I'm there, it's Moms and Tuukka sitting there with this big hat on. He is a rail. He looks like the guy from pads to chucking things that crazy flip out in minor league hockey on YouTube.
Yeah.
It is the weirdest post-playing career. He's the best doting dad.
The nicest guy ever, too.
Like, the sweetheart of a guy. Yep. He's like, his daughter was asking for something at the food shack, and he's like, wait your turn. He's like, saying hi to people, high-fiving James. Like, it is crazy how he is just still here. Of all people that I would have thought the second their career was over, they would be back home, or, like, he's just a Newton guy, just hanging out.
Yeah, that's all he is. Just plays golf every day.
Doesn't call it, like, he's not a fixture on, like,
talks
a former
everybody.
Athlete that was as good as he was, not doing TV, not doing media, still here and living here forever in just the background, is one of the more unique second halves of your Boston sports career.
Was he helping out at all, though, when it came to the Bruins, like first going up in the suite, stuff like that?
He's got the corporate gig. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So he's still connected when it comes to the Bruins.
And he won an Emmy with Patrice and I for our unobstructed views.
Have we not seen you since that? Congratulations.
Nope. Two Emmys.
Wow.
Wow.
Where do you keep those?
That's my third one. So Patrice and I have won two Emmys together.
And you guys were roommates.
For the commercial, too.
You guys were roommates, too. People
Correct.
Forget.
So do you have more than Dale?
I don't know how many Dale has. Good try, though.
I think Dale has a lot, actually.
I'll always say this. Dale is the best Bruins play-by-play guy of my lifetime. He's great at it. He was phenomenal.
Dale here.
It should have never been Jack over Dale. It should have always been. Dale is much better than Jack Edwards, just for my money. But either way, I find the conversation around mental health to be good that we're having it, but I don't want to have a full Friday of being down in the dumps.
No, me neither. And I want to hear from Razor. We got to take a break now, but coming up at like 8:20, if we could, getting into the goalie situation when it comes to the Bruins. I've been on this since kind of the beginning when it comes to Linus and Swayman, and if the Bruins made the right decision. I don't want you to give me an answer right now. I'm sure you have one. But we'll get to the Bruins around 8:20 this morning. Coming up, we have another trending. Then they said it a lot, and they said it this morning. Jackson, what's your favorite?
We get a lot of good football stuff. Mike Vrabel and Phil Perry with the whole Steph Diggs thing is probably the most important.
Well, we just did that, so we could.
Well, we can hear from Mike Vrabel on the whole
okay.
situation.
Okay. All right. Perfect. We'll get to the news. We have a lot in the news. Your Hill Notes, if you want to leave one on the Odyssey app, go to the Odyssey app to the Greg Hill Show on that. Leave one with the little microphone up in the upper right-hand corner, and we'll get to those around 9:20. But right now, quick break. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.